Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
But yeah, I'm in this shit, man. It's a divorce and it's stupid. This is why gay people shouldn't be getting fucking married, you know? On dogs, it's heteronormative shit that ain't built for us, you feel me? Like, marriage is for straight people. It makes sense for y'all. It don't make sense for gay niggas because it's just, there's so many different dynamics at play. But we tried to do y'all shit. We shouldn't have fought for no fucking marriage shit. That was stupid. We should have fought for a tax break. That was the better fight. It was just a better conversation. It was really gonna give us what we wanted. But we got caught up in like, we need to be married too. And we don't, because we don't even function the same. And we knew how to be married before all these laws and shit. We were still getting married. That's the funny thing about any oppressive group. They think they like stop the group from doing shit, but you don't. Like when niggas were slaves, that felt like a weird double thing I shouldn't say. Like niggas and slaves, but I like saying, I'm all right. When niggas were slaves, you know, they were like, y'all can't marry, and then niggas would just jump the broom, and then motherfuckers gonna figure out how to beat, you know? You can't stop that shit. So it's like, we would still get married as gay people, but it made more sense for us. You just met like a chick on an app, you know what I mean? Or you met her at a bar, and you're like, hey, bitch, I love you. And then you just threw a barbecue. A solid-ass barbecue. Like one of them barbecues that don't never run out of ribs. Like, nigga, we barbecuing till the night's done, you know? And then you're like, I'ma die with this bitch. We marry. And then when you were done, you just threw another barbecue. That's all heteronormative shit. It makes sense for y'all. Cause y'all make babies and shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's the whole point of getting married is the fuck raw, you know? Why else do you do it? You're like, I wanna consistently fuck raw. Like a lot. So I gotta lock something down to keep fucking it raw. Then you marry somebody, and then when you hate them, there's a whole baby because you've been fucking raw. So then you, I can't leave you, bitch. I made this baby with my dick, and then you stay. And gay people, we don't have that. Me and my wife didn't have that. The only thing me and my wife had between each other was a cell phone plan. That's not enough. It's not enough for me to stay when I don't wanna be in that motherfucker. That ain't holding me. That's like, bitch, I'll go to Sprint. This is bullshit. Getting the fuck out of here.
Hey, welcome to Stand Up with Chris DiStefano. He's not here. It's me, guest hosting Sydney Washington.
Sydney Washington. Stand Up with Chris DiStefano with Sydney Washington.
With Sydney Washington.
Oh my God, exciting. Yes. I'm Nicole Boyce, your humble producer for today.
I love it.
Let me know if you need anything at all.
Just a couple of gals chatting.
Chatting. So we just heard Sam J.
Mm-hmm.
Gays Can't Marry.
I'm so here with it.
Do you think gays shouldn't marry? Gays shouldn't marry?
I'm just not here for the concept of marriage. It sounds cute, but then in actuality, most people I see married after a couple of years are miserable. So
true.
We just need to throw thing out.
And just, leave the whole thing behind.
Just date, you know? Dating is cute. Why do we have Why do we have to be connected to somebody like financially through the government? Like that's too much.
Too much.
Just keep it cash.
Okay, wait. So tell us about yourself because you're hosting for Chris today.
Yes,
so,
I am.
So what? You're a stand-up?
I am a stand-up.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
I've been doing it for 6.5 years.
Oh my
you know,
God.
If the industry is listening, just like a cute 6.5 years.
That's the perfect amount.
Perfect amount to critique comedy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So this is the roast of all these stand-up comics today.
I've been doing it enough that I know how comedy works, but also like I'm not as jaded because I feel like when you're 20 years in, it's like I only want to hear my own jokes.
Yeah.
But like 6.5 years in, you're like, oh yeah, bring on somebody else's. I'll totally listen and not be biased.
Okay, not biased at all. Great.
No.
I love that.
I love critiquing people
Chris,
that are my
friends.
You
better watch out.
Oh, no.
JK.
JK.
He's going to be back soon.
Don't want to get crazy.
He's a He's gone. Yes. He's not with us today. He's no longer with us.
He died and he'll be back. Yeah. Imagine. Oh, Chris just went to heaven for a little bit and he'll be back like next week.
The only people that have ever come back to life are Jesus and Chris DiStefano.
Honestly, I think the people who love Chris actually believes that's something he could do.
I believe it, yeah.
The DiStefano stands, they're like, yes, Chris is very possible of dying and coming back.
Yeah, I agree. So you like Sam J a lot.
She's yes.
One of your, these are Sydney's picks for today. So we're listening to all your faves.
Yes. I'm a fan of Sam's. I'm like her friend, casually her friend.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think
chill.
That she's the closest to like Patrice O'Neill, Richard Pryor.
Okay.
Just like very raw. She's going to give it to you. She doesn't hold back.
Oh, 100%.
And, you know, it is what it is. If you like it, if you fuck with her, you do. If you don't, you don't. And she is not worried about the pushback. And I love that.
Yeah, totally. I totally get that.
That's how comedy should be.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh? You want to expand? You want to expand to our viewers?
Yes,
Stand Up with Chris DiStefano with Sydney Washington viewers?
Yeah, I just think that comedy is like fun. Like, why are we making it bigger than what it is? This is for you to laugh. This is not a dissertation on topics. We are not professors. Uh-huh. Like, you might learn some shit, but then, like, at the end of the day, it's like we were sitting on a toilet taking a number two when we thought about that bit. So why?
Oh, my God. Behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain.
Sydney Washington's writing process.
The best time for me to write a joke is when I have diarrhea.
So is that often?
When I have the runs, I'm like, let me get a pen and pad. It's time to write.
You just keep on by the toilet?
Yeah, because I'm going to be here for a while. Just when you think you're finished having the runs, it's like, shh.
That's true. They catch up on you.
You know, it just comes out like a shower.
I can't pee anymore unless I'm going through like Instagram. I don't know if you have that problem. So maybe I should write instead.
Honey, you are obsessed. I literally can't.
I just like I get nervous. I need like something to do. This is a confession.
I'm worried about you, Nicole.
I know. It's a problem.
You're one of those people who like giving golden showers and can't. That's not what I said. That's what you are, Nicole.
That's not what I said. You're sick.
You need to go.
Twisted.
Get help now.
No, I'm just addicted to Instagram, but maybe I should be writing instead because you're like fucking thorough on the toilet.
I'm trying.
Very impressive.
I want to be productive. That's all it is.
That is productive.
In quotations, productive.
What kind of stuff do you like to joke about?
What I like to joke about?
What's your material?
Well, I'm a narcissist, so I love talking about me. So okay. I just chat about
relatable.
I talk about the stuff that I go through because you can't tell me that my experience is wrong. You can't. It happened to me. I'm telling you firsthand lies. So you can't tell me that my lie is wrong because you don't know it's a lie.
Because it's your lie.
It's my lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you lie a lot in your stand-up?
I don't lie a lot.
You don't have
lot.
To reveal these trade secrets.
I embellish.
Okay.
You know, because as a person who's in entertainment, I hear a lot of civilians, that's what I call people who are not in comedy, tell their stories. And it's
arrested.
Like, bitch, where is the punchline? Where is the, I don't have time to listen to the story that has no funny in it.
Yeah.
So in order to make things funny, you gotta lie a little bit.
Of course. That's definitely, I feel like the one of the first things that people don't realize about stand-up is that it's, people, when they come in, they just tell stories and there's no structured out punchlines in there.
Right.
So it's just kind of like, this is a crazy thing that happened to me. And then there's no.
And it's always your friend, Jackie, that's telling you these stories. And you're like, Jackie, I don't care how many Pinot Grigios you had. That's a bad story. It's not fucking funny. I can't. You ever go to people's weddings and they're just like at the table telling you what happened. And you're like, let me just punch this up. And I could throw in, you know, something that actually didn't happen and make it good.
You're punching up people's stories at their weddings?
Oh, you know what I do? I listen to people's stories in Uber pools. I take them, make them
I
my
do
own,
that.
And
yeah.
a remix, baby.
Sydney Washington, official remix.
Listen,
Old Town Road, number 65.
I appropriate other people's, you know, truths and turn it into my own.
I almost played, there's a Sam J clip about Uber pool that I almost played, but I did not.
Yeah, so funny.
We listened to the gays shouldn't marry one.
Yeah, but if you do listen, it's just like valid to always sit in the front if you're in Uber pool. Sit yes. Because then you don't feel like, oh, I'm a bum. You know what I mean? You feel like a friend of the driver.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. That's Sam J's clip off Donna's Daughter, her Comedy Central Records album. Check it out now.
Listen to that, please.
Spotify, Apple Music.
Obsessed, like you are with Instagram.
Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
I have an addiction. I'm sick.
It's fine. We're all addicted to something, and we can all be addicted, but long as we do it in moderation. That's it.
That's not addiction, though, if it's in moderation.
Ah, that's where you're wrong. Because I'm addicted to a lot of things, but I remind myself. That's why you got to have on your phone a little reminder to be like, boop, put your phone down, boop, take a shit, boop, call your girlfriend, boop. Like, you got to have reminders to help you
so
with your addiction.
So if I did heroin once a month, am I addicted?
No.
Okay.
You're casually.
This is good to know, hypothetically, if that was to ever happen.
Once a month you're doing heroin, that's like recreational. That's like you're doing at a party, like.
When does it become addiction?
Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, business hours.
Okay, nine to five kind of
nine
thing.
To, when you're nine to five drugs.
And you're out of office, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
It's okay, just, that's good to know.
There, anybody listening to this, don't listen to me. I am not the expert on this. This is all jokes.
No, this is now becoming a science podcast
yes!
about addiction. Sorry, Chris.
Sorry.
Okay, so let's play. We got two other clips that you've chosen. Megan Gailey, How Not to Get Murdered, and Langston Kerman, The White Spirit. So I'll play those now.
Yummy.
I worry about getting murdered a lot. I do. I do. I get it. I know you can't act this way and be like, I'm going to live forever. It's like, I'm definitely going to be in a trunk. I know that. I come home really, really late at night, which is just like murdering women happy hour. So I've developed a couple fun little tricks to try not get killed. So like when I get out of my car, instead of walking down the sidewalk like a regular woman, I choose to sprint down the center of the road, constantly turning my head like that. And it's less so a murderer can't catch me, and more so another murderer thinks I've already been claimed. They're like, ah, no, Rick's got her. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Men sometimes get upset with me. I get that. They'll come up to me after shows and they're like, why are you so political? I'm like, yeah, I'm just up here being like, stop hitting us. It hurts. I don't hate men. I really, I don't want you to think that. I love men. I keep saying that wrong. I love dick. yeah. I do. And people are so mean to dicks, too. Like, dicks cause wars. Dicks are evil to women. It's like, dicks are magical, beautiful presents that happen to be attached to monsters. That's what's happening. Like, when has a dick ever texted you the wrong form of your? Never. Never. A dick never shows up in a Hawaiian shirt to meet your family like, I don't know what the issue is. Well, there's a lot of f***ing issues. These are my parents, not a goddamn Jimmy Buffett concert. Dicks are so cool. You guys have so many tricks you can do. Like, a dick wakes up excited. Just ready to go. Ready to greet the day. What a morning person. A dick wakes up before the human it's attached to. How is that not on Mythbusters? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Never in my 30 years I'm like, oh, my vagina's awake. Time to go to work. Like. I love men, men love me, kind of, I guess. My dad's very confused by my interactions with men. Like once a guy drove 6 hours to see me for 2 hours and then immediately drove back 6 hours. And my dad was like, why would anyone ever do that? There's no nice way to be like, I don't know, Dad. I just got that good pussy. can't say that. You'd be like, I'm witty. I'm a Gryffindor and a Hufflepuff. I love when you go into businesses and in the women's bathroom, they have signs on the wall that say, please don't flush any tampons down the toilet. And it's like, oh, well, we are. That's like exactly what we're doing 100% of the time. There's always a trash can out. I'm like, your trash can. I make 77 cents on the dollar. I'm not waddling to a trash can. Hillary lost. She lost. I'll flush a shoe down the toilet if I want to. I'm gonna be postmenopausal just dipping tampons and putting fast pitch softballing them. Do you still want our emails? And then my friend was like, no, you can't do it. It's like an environmental crisis. The tampons get in the sewer, they clump together, and then a man has to go down and break it apart. I'm like, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. No Google image search has made me faster than a man in a hazmat suit having to chisel apart a Robert E. Lee statue of used tampons. God bless America.
It's tense, man. It is very tense. I don't know. And I don't want to blame. I don't want to turn this into a thing where white people feel like weird about it. You're mostly white. For anybody listening on the record, this is almost entirely white. I used to live with a white woman. That was pretty cool. I lived with a white woman for like a year, and that was a really dope learning. You know what I mean? Like, I learned a lot. I should be clear, we weren't having sex. I know the law, but we were roommates. We were friends, and we lived together. It was dope, man. My white woman, she was cool. My white woman believed. I call her my white woman because I own her, right? Like, y'all don't want her back. She's ruined. She's tainted. My white woman, she believed in ghosts. Any of y'all do that? Any of you cool white lady? Anybody believe in ghosts? You do? You're not in? Yeah, you do? Wait. Oh, this is great. Oh, this is so exciting. Don't be nervous. I'm gonna make fun of you, but it's okay. It'll be fine. Look, I'm petite. It'll be fine. Wait, why? Why? Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
No. Of course not. Of course, this is a fiction that you're living. Well, okay, do you know anybody that's seen a ghost?
No.
No. Well, then what the fuck? What are you doing that for? What? Why? Is there?
I like the idea.
You like? Wait. You like the idea of just cooking dinner and then there's a nigga standing behind you like, yeah, bitch, I'ma scare you. Ooh, turn around, motherfucker. I got something for you. Ooh, I can't wait. I'ma tear your ass up soon as you turn around. That's you just like the idea that spirits still, is it like a spiritual thing? Like, you like the idea that spirits are still present? That's cool. It's silly, but it's cool. My white woman, she was like you. She actively believed that ghosts exist in the world. You know what I mean? One day she woke me up. We were living together. She woke me up middle of the night. She came to my room to wake me up to tell me she thinks our apartment is haunted because she could hear sounds in the walls. We lived in Brooklyn, New York. She came to me, oh my God, Langston, I think we have ghosts. I can hear them in the walls. To which I replied, hush. Hush. Hey, calm down. What do you need? What do you need? Almond butter, duvet covers? Hush. We don't have ghosts. Look at our neighborhood. Look where we live. There's no ghosts. We're just poor. That's a sweet sound of poverty, baby girl. That's not a ghost rattling his chains. That's a crackhead having sex with a shopping cart. That's how they procreate. That's why every crackhead has a shopping cart. They're life partners. With this ringworm, I be wed. I will say this. I do think that's the... I've thought about this. I do think that's the nicest thing about being a white woman. Do you know what I mean? Like that, you guys get to believe in ghosts. That's the best part of being a white. You guys, you get to believe in whatever. I don't get to believe in ghosts. You understand how silly I would be to be like, yo, son, it's ghosts in here. Black people, we don't get to believe in. I have a hard enough time convincing my black friends we can shop at the Gap. At the Gap, nigga, I can't shop at the Gap. Fuck you, talking. Fuck, I look like Ross from Friends? Oh, you just want me to dance in a goddamn fountain? Let me tell you something. They gave my brother 10 years for dancing in a fountain. Said he ruined all those wishes. Contaminated the water. Black people don't get to believe in shit. We don't get to be whimsical. We don't get to be silly. Like, you know what I mean? This is how fucked up America is. Black people don't even get to believe in police brutality. I knew this part wouldn't be fun. We don't, though. This whole time we've been screaming, police have been killing us for no reason. This is fucked up. Somebody should stop this. We just want fair, right? We want things to be equal. And people are like, white people are like, no! No! Hey, stop it! Hey, shut up! The police are our friends. They're good people. Sure, he shot you, but you wiggled. You shouldn't have wiggled. You're a wiggler. A dirty, rotten wiggler. No good welfare wiggler. They say that, and then a white woman's like, I think I have a ghost in my apartment. I haven't seen it. But something tells me it's there. And then white people are like, we believe you. We believe every word. The world is filled with possibility. We believe you.
Okay, so you just heard Megan Gailey and Langston Kerman. I love them both.
Yeah.
Actually, I just had Megan Gailey on my comedy show at the Knitting Factory.
Plug.
This past Sunday. Yeah, she did a little set, and it was fantastic. I'm really, really on board with the fact that, like, you have to be innovative as a woman just going home at night.
Oh, yeah.
If you think mace and, like, a police baton in your purse is really going to save you when it actually happens, it's not. Uh-huh. It's not. First of all, our purses are a mess. So how are you going to get the mace? With the keys that you forgot at home? Like, that's not happening. How are you going to get the knuckle? What are those knuckle things?
Knuckle
braces
brass knuckles?
Brass knuckles. How are you going to get the brass knuckles when you have, like, a half-eaten sandwich in your bag? Like, you're going to give the rapist, like, a sandwich before
right,
the
right.
Like, what's going to happen?
Just, like, a whole layer of tampons to get through, to dig through.
I'm going
to
give him a hair tie. You know, like,
there's just, stop.
Let me put your hair in a ponytail before
Let me just get my hair out of my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, walking home is scary.
I mean, is it? Because I will tell you, when I was a full-blown alcoholic for, like, professionally 10 years, mm-hmm. I would come home late after working my shift as a cocktail waitress.
Oh.
And I was, I'm like, blasted, just so wasted. And I would fall out of my cab every time. I would stumble out and just fall on the ground. And I would sometimes lay there for like 15, 20 minutes and nothing happened to me.
But you also took a cab.
I took a cab.
So it's not even walking home.
Yeah, but in order for me to get into my apartment, I have to get out of the cab and then walk to my door.
Okay. That's the danger zone.
That's the danger zone. But because sometimes anything can happen, like, right in front of your building.
True.
And so I would fall out of the cab and I would be on the ground.
Yeah.
Just laid out possibly in a skirt and shorts or whatever, and nothing happened to me. Like, people would walk over me and be like, wow, the homeless girls are getting hot over here. They hot and messy. You know, stay up, stay blessed. Like, that's, they would not try anything with me. And
that's
just
crazy.
Yeah, I was just too available. That's what it was. Too available for these predators. It was insane.
That's brave.
Yeah.
Brave is the word I'm looking for.
It was kind of like How to Catch a Predator. Like, it would just, I would set it up too cute that they would be like, there's no way that I'm not going to jail if I try something.
Okay, so it's just too easy. They think it's like they think it's a trap.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Okay, well then that's the tip. Okay.
Yeah. And Megan Gailey knows about going home late, just being like a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
You get out, you hang out, you've been drinking. It's like, how do I get home safely without having a comedian drop me off?
Like, which is not safe.
Yeah, like, what's worse? Like, a random male or a comedian male? I don't know. Besides Chris DiStefano, I don't know any good male comedians. I think
Chris
they're all terrible.
Chris DiStefano's the only good male.
He's
comedian.
The only one.
Proven.
I would literally give him my kidneys and he would hold them and then give them back and they would be like clean and not have any lint or like Cheeto dust. Uh-huh. He's great. Love you, Chris.
Love you, Chris. Miss you, Chris.
Miss you.
What was I going to ask? Okay, so the Langston bit, he talks about he's doing crowd work in his album special.
Insane.
So do you do crowd work? I want to ask you, do you like crowd work? Do you do crowd work?
Let me tell you, I am the best at crowd work.
Oh,
I love riffing.
Okay.
I love stuff that's not planned. Anything that I have to organize myself, a mess. But when I riff, it's just like free-flowing, and it just makes sense. It like meshes so well, me and like the unpredictableness of it.
Mm-hmm.
But to do it on your album, honey.
That's crazy.
You have to be so in tune with what the audience is going to say. You have to pick someone and just assume like they're going to give me something that's going to make me like it's going to make the bit even better.
Right. Yeah. That. And then Joe, I was just listening to a Joe Firestone clip, and she did that also on her album.
Yeah.
And she like it completely works, but you have to have done that bit so many times to like know
what they're gonna say.
Okay, this is exactly what they're
gonna
say.
And the thing about ghosts, bitch, we know what y'all gonna say.
Yeah.
And by y'all, I mean the beige people listening as well.
So yeah, do you perform for a lot of white crowds as well?
I do.
In Brooklyn, in New York, Manhattan.
I do. They be out, you know. They like look at Time Out. They look at Time Out New York, and they're like, "What to do tonight?
Yeah.
Comedy." Mm-hmm. And we love that they come out. But sometimes it gets weird because it's like, I'm talking about this whole group.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're going to rock with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about ghosts is, like, it's universally known how foolish it is, but people still believe it.
Right, yeah.
And by people, I mean y'all beige people.
White people. Yeah, understood.
I call it beige, you know, because white is just, it just feels so formal. I like to be informal.
Okay.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, yeah.
Beige feels like, oh, that... I'm calling you white, but you could also be my friend. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Love.
Wow.
I feel very, love that.
Yeah,
love
we only roast the people we love. So when I say beige, it's like, I'm about to get you on some shit that y'all do, but you know I love you. Some of my best friends are beige.
Oh, that's Taylor's oldest time.
Yes, it is.
I feel like white people love to laugh at ourselves.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
Like they love to be roasted.
Well, they have to. You have to.
That's true. There's no other option.
Yeah, when you've had the advantage, it's like, I'm laughing because at the end of the day, I'm going to go on my Casper mattress.
Casper mattress?
No, I'm talking.
I'm talking as a white person.
Yes.
Oh my God.
As a beige, I'm going to go on my Casper mattress and think about that silly joke that poor comedian was talking about and just be fine.
Yeah. So they can take it.
Yeah.
We can take it.
It's cool. It's just some people could take jokes. Other people feel bad about it. But I like to, you know, toast up that white privilege and white guilt for making comedy what it is today.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
It
Do is. Have people ever gotten mad at you after shows?
No.
No?
I have great bone structure. So it's
they just
like,
can't be mad.
Even if you're upset at what I say, you want to take a picture with me. You just want to.
Oh.
That was mean, but you know what? I still want to hang out with her.
Your bone structure has so far gotten you through a lot of things, is what I'm learning.
I just want to say,
is that the key to success?
I'm blessed. And I mean, my pores are invisible. Like, how could you not?
For the viewers at home, her pores are invisible.
I also use, like, primer, so that's why. But anyway, it's fine.
Wait, drop, what's the skincare routine?
Oh, yeah, you got to
Chris is gone. I'm going to talk about skincare.
You have to wear primer as a woman. You know, like, you have primer for your cars and your walls. That's what bitches are putting on their faces before they put their makeup on.
I like you explaining to men, like, in terms of cars and walls.
Mm-hmm. You know how you put primer on a basketball? Yeah, that's what we're doing to our faces.
Okay, primer. Writing this down.
Yes, primer. It like, smooths out everything, and then when you put your makeup on, it just seems seamless.
Thank you for that.
I'm here to help, you know. For the males that are listening and they just want to see what their lady is doing, I just told you what she's doing.
BTS, behind the scenes.
Priming the face.
It's true. Women have to do so much.
Oh, yeah. We have to draw on other faces for you to be interested. It's insane. Even as a lesbian, I still have to do like a little arts and crafts on my face. Because, you know, women like art as well.
Yeah. I just realized this is our lesbian edition of Stand Up With Chris DiStefano.
Queer on queer, back to back.
Oh, I feel like I'm back at the NYU LGBTQ Center.
This is the pride edition of Stand Up With Chris DiStefano. That's why he's an ally.
Because he let us do this. He gave us a voice.
He did. Oh, my God. 2019, Chris, we're thriving.
We're thriving.
Yes.
Do you have anything you want to plug before we wrap up? Anything you want to discuss?
Well, because I'm such...
millions and millions of listeners?
Okay. Because I'm such a professional, I feel like I plug so much.
No!
Always be plugging. That's why we're in this industry.
ABP, baby.
So, yes, you know, I have a podcast called The Unofficial Expert or Forever Dog. It's where we interview people who think they're experts in things that you don't need to be an expert in.
Okay.
So fun. I have a stand-up comedy show every Sunday at 9 p.m. at the Knitting Factory. It's free, free, free.
Oh my God.
It's insane.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, I'm literally just out every night doing stand-up, just trying to be a better person. Mm-hmm. And you could catch me in Brooklyn, in Queens. Nope, I don't do Queens. And the city.
Not crazy.
Not crazy. I love myself and have self-worth, so we'll not be in Queens, but I'm everywhere else. I'm all out. And I'm working on my new solo show called My Favorite Open Book of Beautiful Garbage.
Wow. That's okay.
Me. Yeah.
Okay. Solo show.
Solo
one woman
show.
Yeah. Love that for you.
Because I really do
I'm
love
obsessed.
Just being by myself.
That's a great thing. That hey, in stand up, that is, you know, you often awe.
It's so hard, but so great.
Do you do stand up every night?
I do. I do. And that's why
you got a day job.
I have a day job. I have a night job. I have a relationship that's possibly failing. Who knows?
Oh, exclusive.
Who knows? Yes. I've been a full-time lesbian. So, you know, I love comedy more than love itself.
Oh, my God. Okay. Stand Up Christmas. No. Exclusive.
Exclusive. New shit. Clue.
Sydney Washington's hierarchy. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I don't know what that.
I don't know what that was, Nicole. But
I don't know.
I feel
sometimes
like that
I
was.
Say things when I'm nervous.
I'm making you nervous.
No.
Okay.
I'm
I was like,
casual.
I was like, I've bared my soul in front of you. If anything, you should be like, wow, I really have it together.
No, you told me that your cheekbones keep away murderers.
It's true.
That would make me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to compare to. I gotta go work on my facial structure.
What, Nicole? First of all, you have. Anyway, I don't even understand why you're not in the new season of The L Word.
Okay, this is my question.
Let's chat.
Okay, that's, well, my question is why not?
Why not?
That's the end of my question.
Why not?
Why not me?
Why are you not in it? I don't know.
Are you in it?
I'm not.
What the fuck?
No. Casting, what's up, what's good, I don't know.
I gotta move to LA.
They missed the mark.
LA lesbian.
No, I looked at the little preview and I said L Word, no. Absolutely
you didn't
not.
Like it?
No,
oh,
I did not. I was just like, I see what you're doing here, but you missed the mark.
I like seeing Bette Porter in a 1080 HD.
I guess.
We used to not have that.
I suppose.
Back in the olden days.
No, we did not.
When I had to watch The L Word like on freevideosnow.com.
I'm just happy that they will have lesbians in proper denims because the jeans that they had on that show,
on the original show,
were triggering and offensive. And they were very homophobic and racist. that's how bad the denims were. I was like, are they like older women that wears like Free People slash anything that's at Kohl's? I don't know. It just they were top shelf lesbians, but the way they dressed, I was like, where are you guys going? I never knew.
I agree. It was, you know, but so I'm excited for the new thing. Maybe I'll get in season two.
Excited, but I'm also like, every brown person you have has a specific curl pattern. There's no braids. There's no lace fronts. We're out here. I'm one of those lesbians that do braids, do lace fronts. I'm straight presenting, but I'm very homosexual.
They all love straight presenting. That's their fave.
They do, but then they don't.
Yeah, they do.
What do you mean?
Well, except for like Shane, everyone else is straight presenting on
but
that show.
But as soon as they speak,
like their aura, as
their aura, you're just like, I see that you guys are acting as if you're lesbians, but I can tell you're acting.
I need
people who embody the lesbian spirit,
like dykes, like full dykes.
Yes,
like me.
Yes! Oh my God! You should be in it.
It only took us 20 minutes to just start talking about the L word.
Because we're not those type of lesbians. We're different.
I'm different. not like, hashtag not like Ellen.
Not like Ellen. It's not our lives, you know? It's a lifestyle, but it's not our
it
whole
is
life.
100% my life.
I'm trying, Nicole.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
To all my Twitter followers. They're just like lesbian jokes. Okay. Well, now we're going to play a clip from you, your stand-up. So
yes.
If you like this episode, keep listening. And do you want to plug like your social handles or anything where people can find you? Or?
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, so my Twitter is a work in progress. You know, I'm like trying to be better and be an intellect of jokes. It's just Syd NYC. So that's
cool.
JustSyd.
Cool, love.
NYC. And then on Instagram, that's where I thrive because I am like a coloring book. I'm like a picture book, you know?
It's
a picture book, you're like, I don't really care about the captions. I just want to see the photo.
But it's the cheekbones.
It's the cheekbones.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Wait, I have funny captions, but you just like, I just want to look at this picture. It's so nice. So catch me on Instagram at JustSydBW. That's JustSydBW.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for doing this.
I had so much fun.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back next week with Chris. Back from the dead.
Yes. Resurrected.
Just can't wait for that.
We have a hologram of Chris in the freaking building right now.
Yes, yeah, Chris, say hi.
Heart.
That was great. Okay. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Sometimes I get confused for people I don't even know. One time I got confused with a stripper named Black Magic. Yeah, that happened. And this guy is yelling at Black Magic behind me, and I had all my clothes on, and it was a white guy. And I just feel like if you're a white guy yelling out Black Magic, you better be 1,000% sure it's Black Magic. Oh no, he didn't say Black Girl Magic. He said Black Magic, Black Magic. I'm like, you're racist. So he said I was Black Magic. I was like, no, I'm not Black Magic. He's like, are you sure? I was like, I'm positive. He's like, well, you look just like her. You gotta go to the strip club. What? Wow, okay. But then he gave me a coupon for it. So I was like, I gotta go. He gave me a coupon for the strip club. You get garlic parmesan wings with every first dance. So that's a steal. Oh, only some dudes know that the wings are the most expensive thing in that bitch. You can see somebody's cervix for $20. Wings be $50. You're like, am I fucking the wings later? What's going on? Some of y'all dudes are. Y'all like flats, I get it. So I take the coupon and I go to the strip club, right? And I don't look like a strip club patron. I got my coat on, I got all these bags, and I'm looking for Black Magic high and low. And then all of a sudden the security guard was like, excuse me, ma'am, you gotta wait after the show for your daughter? Wow, that's not a compliment either. You telling me I look like somebody's mother? No offense to the moms in here, but yeah, this is the body of no responsibility, so yeah, nobody's mom in here, okay? So I'm in there, and I'm like, yo, Black Magic better look like me. She better look like me. She better have this forehead, she better have these cheeks, she better have this thick-ass labia, okay? If we're gonna look alike, we're gonna look alike. Oh, there's a lot of dudes in here like, labia, is that a new shoe? No, it's not a new shoe! Clap if you're a dude and you know what a labia is. There's a lot more men in here than these fucking claps. Ladies, look at the dudes who are not clapping. Either you gay or you shouldn't be fucking. That's crazy. If you don't know what a labia is, it's the doors to the party, okay? You can't get into the party until you say hello to the doors. Unless you Bill Cosby. He's a terrible guest, okay? Oh, really? He did it. He did it. He not my uncle or father. He did it, okay? So anyway, I'm in the strip club, and finally Black Magic comes out. And sir, you know she looks nothing like me, right? Because she's Asian. What's going on with the lighting in here? The strip club is like, we don't see color, just titties. I was like, okay, okay.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.